I-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe namuhla iyethule uluhlu lwamagama amankampani alitshumi lasishiyangalombili 18 lisithi asebenzise buchapha imali yakwamanye amazwe ayithole kuleli bhanga phansi kohlelo lukahulumente olwe-Foreign Currency Exchange Auction System. Ngokunjalo ibhanga leli lithi lizawajezisa lawa mankampani. Kubika uMavis Gama.
Amankampani la abalisela iNational Foods, iGeorgia Petroleum, iTetola Investments, Africa Steel, Westville Investments, Slicknick Enterprises, Jewel Valley Commodity Brokers, Faircloth Investments, Genlas Trading, Le Natural Stone Export Company. Amanye njalo abalisa iNuvet Trading, Firebrook Investments, Classic Energy, Clorex Energy, Eplochem, Mutare Mart, Soske Fuels, kanye Lekinia Investments. Kumbiko awethule lamhla usibalukhulu we-Reserve Bank, uMnumzana John Mangujila, uthe amankampani la ephula umthetho we-Statutory Instrument 127 olawula ukuthi imali yakwamanye amazwe ayitholayo emkambo kahulumende kumele isebenze njani. Umthetho lo uthi abayabe betholakale besebenzisa imali le ngendlela engayisiyo njengamankampani lawa bazajeziswa ngokubhadalisa imali engena kusigidi 1 million Zimbabwean dollars. Kuthi amabhanga azatholakala lawo esephula umthetho azahlawuliswa i-5 million Zimbabwean dollars. Lomsakazo uxhumane lomkhokeli wenye yalawa mankampani eNational Foods Private Limited, uMnumzana Mike Lashbrook, yena othe akanelisi ukukhuluma ngalolo daba okwamanje. Unobhala jikelele wenhlanganiso yezisebenzi eyeZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, uMnumzana Japhet Moyo, uthi akubamangalisi bona njengoba bebehlezi bekhuluma ukuthi abamabhizinisi kabaqhubi kuhle imisebenzi yabo.
Sivele sikwazi ukuthi abamabhizinisi baya njela indlela abenza ngayo ibhizinisi kasiyo ndlela esingathi ngesilungu is sustainable.
Umoyo uthi akhona amanye amankampani amakhulu angaqanjwanga amele lawo avezwe njalo ajeziswe. Isakhamuzi sebubi enyakatho yemandebeleni, uMnumzana Zakaria Nkomo, laye upha umbono wakhe.
Ngabantu abaziyo ipolitiki zabo lezi ezilula kakhulu elokhu besazama ukubamba abantu beZimbabwe ngamanga, yibo aba-abhyuza iforex leyo.
Phansi komthetho we-Statutory Instrument 127 wona osolwa ngabanye abamabhizinisi abazatholakala besala ukwamukela idola leZimbabwe kumbe bethengisa ngentengo ephezulu bazahlawuliswa imali engange 50,000 Zimbabwean dollars. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, yimi uMavis Gama.